What is up, citizen detectives? It is the Yellow Jackets Buzz podcast, and holy shit, tonight's episode. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. If you thought, okay, first off, if you haven't watched the episode, turn this off now, go back, watch the episode, then come back and listen to this, watch this. But if you thought tonight was called Edible Complex, because Nat and Shauna and Ty and Misty were all gonna just go down to the weed store and get some like THC infused pineapple, oh, you could not be more wrong.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for, but yeah, that's not really what went down, huh?
No, holy shit, holy shit. I can't, this episode, people were like, oh, the season premiere was good, but I don't know if we really kicked things off with a bang.
Well, we did tonight. I actually thought the season premiere was perfect, but I'm so shook by tonight's episode.
Tonight was so good. And, you know, I talked about last week how we haven't seen screeners. We're trying to tread lightly on coming this season on Yellow Jackets and the previews, right, and everything else. But I have to say that tonight led some directions where I didn't think we were going there. There's, and even based on the previews, I like that we kind of got the swerve tonight a little bit, that if you thought you knew where the season was going, and oh my God, it's going to build up to a season finale where they're going to do the unspeakable act of cannibalism. That's going to happen in the last episode of the season.
We're not messing around. We're starting strong.
Yeah. This was nuts. So we opened tonight's episode with Jackie and Shauna hanging out in the meat locker, and they're having their conversations, their hearts to hearts. They're talking about
it. Yeah, but can we give a special shout out to Ghost Jackie for still being mean? Like, I'm glad that she didn't change her ways after death. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was still being a smartass. She was still being kind of mean to Shauna. And that's exactly who Jackie is. That's why we love her. So shout out to Ghost Jackie for keeping it real, even in the afterlife.
She is keeping it real. And she's sassy. She's brassy. She's got a lot of attitude. It's love America's sweetheart, Jackie.
I love that. That's it. That's it.
She, yes, the princess of the afterlife.
Also, I don't want to find out about afterlife or anything like that. Not yet. You know, I want to be here for a little while longer. But shout out to her, because I feel like if I was a ghost, I would be worried about my hair and makeup as well. So shout out to her for still being concerned about what her hair and makeup look like, because that would literally be me.
Hey, you know, just because you're dead doesn't mean you shouldn't look your best.
Maybe there's some sexy goals that she's attracted to and she wants to look good for. I don't know. horrible makeup job Shauna did.
So yeah, like, yeah, we'll talk about that reveal.
Yeah.
But so we open with that. Jackie questioning Shauna what happened to the ear. I like that Ghost Jackie doesn't know everything.
You don't think she's like, because you have to remember, now I'm not trying to question you're conspiring here, but you have to remember that she knew about Jeff for the longest time, and she did an awesome job at playing stupid just to see how long it would take Shauna to come clean. She might be doing the same thing here. She might know that Shauna just like freaking ate that ear, and she's just trying to wait for Shauna to tell her.
Well, she asked Shauna if she was going to bury her piece by piece, and if she made a little ear coffin, had a little ear ceremony.
Should we start a merch store and sell some ear coffins?
Yellow Jacket ear coffin. No, but I thought this was great. And asking Shauna to braid her hair, asking Shauna to do her makeup, and then cutting out a piece of her arm off, and then pointing out that Shauna's holding the knife. I thought that was a very cool, creepy way. I thought we were going to get this season Shauna secretly eats Jackie's corpse bit by bit. Based on this season, I thought that's... Based on this opening, I thought that's where we were going.
Yeah, I was literally like almost got goosebumps at that. Shauna, you're the one holding the knife, and the Shauna realizing things, like, so well done. The acting, I know we talk about it a lot, but the acting by everybody in this series is just so incredible.
Absolutely. We got a shout out to a teenage drinking story of rum and gummy bears, which I have now dubbed Rummy Bears.
Oh, I love that name. You never put gummy bears on alcohol? Because I've done that a lot.
Why would you do that?
Because it's amazing. It's delicious. And nobody knows that you're drinking. People just assume you're eating gummy bears. It's a great... Listen, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. Maybe I have maybe I have an alcohol problem. Anyway.
A little bit. We cut them back to the cabin where Misty and Crystal, BFFs. And I like that the rest of the group is saying, oh, there's two of you now.
I know. How dare you understand Misty, right?
Yeah, they've been out there. It took 6 months for this friendship to blossom.
Yeah, I would assume that it takes a little while to understand Misty and learn to appreciate her the way that she is, you know?
And actually, is it 6 months? They talked about tonight Shauna being 7 months pregnant. So I'm assuming we're in maybe like February.
Right. And it looks cold as hell out there. And I think February is the coldest month. So I'm going to agree with you on that.
Yeah. And they're talking about Jackie and Shauna hanging out in the meat locker. Dead-ass Jackie. Yes, but there is food. And we see the remains. We see the bear, the slim pickings, as it were, that were left on the meat that's out there. Lottie saying no one's eating Shauna's share. And then, look, I understand cannibalism, hot button topic. What Natalie did tonight to Travis, terrible. What Callie is doing to her mom, unforgivable betrayal. But somebody went number two inside the cabin in the bucket.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. But did you laugh? Did you laugh when they say, does it look like a girl poop or a boy poop? Because I was like, how do you know? Like, I didn't realize that we could, like, genderify freaking poop.
I don't know. You know what? I don't want to know. I've never thought that before. And I'm sure the internet has answers. I mean, good.
They're eating very little. So wouldn't everybody's poop look like it was Steve's poop?
Oh, well, perhaps Steve the dog. Yes, maybe. But I think I think it was Misty, because we know Misty doesn't like to go outside because it's cold. And I think Misty is setting Ben up. Setting up Coach Ben as revenge. And that's why she said the girl. That's why she said the girl boy thing, because she wants people to think that it's Coach Ben. Now, that being said, I will also add, though, who was your first thought of who possibly did this?
In the bucket?
Yeah.
Coach Ben.
But you thought Ben did? Oh, that makes sense. He's got one leg.
Yeah, he can't walk. And why would you want to go out there in the cold and then you have to hide? So why not? Who do you think?
Okay, you know who the Chaos Agent is?
Who?
And she kind of confirmed it a little bit in her interview with her. I think Mari is the Chaos Agent.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. You know what? You might have gotten me to change my mind about who pooped in the bucket.
It's like... this is what I love. I love
Poopgate. Poopgate.
Co-creators Ben and Ashley saw the response to the first season. Adam is Javi. Who's the antler queen? And like, we're going to give him... They want a big season-long mystery? We're going to give him one. Who went number two inside the cabin in the bucket? That's the big season-long mystery of season two of the Yellow Jackets. We know when the cannibalism starts. But yeah, this is... You know, and I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of this, because you don't just do something like this once. This is gonna be a serial pooper that we're dealing with.
Serial pooper. I love this serial bucket pooper.
It's crazy. I like that.
How much are we pooping out there if we're eating? Well, after tonight's episode, a lot of people might have a lot of poop, because we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about how that digestion process is. Episode three is just gonna be everyone being like this. Yeah, tough go of it. So, we had the reveal of Shauna and Jackie holding the knife, the piece missing from Jackie. And then we go right to the credits. Again, loving these season two credits. Just the teases, the reveals. Like, I don't know how you can't be hyped for this. But then there's trouble in Loveland, because Callie and Kyle, who I assume their couple name is Kylie. Callie and Kyle.
Oh, no.
Callie and Kyle are Splitsville.
Yeah, I mean, they've been teasing that for a little bit. Well, last episode it was teased. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think Kyle ever had it in him. I don't think this was ever going to work out.
Did you notice that Kyle had a big bottle of lotion on his bedstand?
Yeah.
Teenage boys never change.
Is that just teenage boys? I think... I think that habit stays around.
I think it's probably for different reasons. I don't think teenage boys are very concerned with moisturizing. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay, valid point.
Yes.
Please moisturize your skin. Do your skincare routine.
Could you imagine Callie or a teenage girlfriend is like, and my boyfriend is so considerate. He has a big bottle of lotion right near his bed in case I'm feeling like I just need to moisturize.
Please.
So they're Splitsville. Then we're back in the cabin. And man, this episode never let up. Van wakes up. Ty has untied herself. Cut through the rope. I'm going to just assume we don't find out how, and they ask how. I'm assuming she chewed through it.
Oh, you think so?
Well, how would she have cut through it if she was there in bed and, you know what I mean? Like, they were sleeping. I don't know. Just a theory.
Okay. Okay. I like it. I didn't think about that. Good one.
We've seen her eating dirt before in both the 90s and present day, so it's possible. But Van finds her, and she's about to, like, throw herself off a cliff.
Right.
Very scary, very serious.
Agreed.
This episode just kept going and going and going. But yeah, thankfully Van got there in time. But yeah, Ty had blacked out completely, didn't remember anything. You know, that's how traumatized she was by somebody going number two inside the cabin.
I mean, this is gonna be probably what we walk away talking about at the end of this season. You know, with all these crazy things that are happening, I feel like this bucket poop is going to be a big topic for us.
Anyhow, cut back to present day Ty, who is drinking a lot of coffee and trying to stay up and just trying to deal, worried about her disassociative episodes. And we did get, I'm a sucker for this, we got that Star Trek mirror dimension moment where Ty is zoned out looking one way and Ty in the mirror is looking the other way.
I loved it.
Yeah, I loved those creepy split personality moments.
I never been shy about how much I appreciate Ty's character. She's probably my favorite. I don't know anymore after the dog incident because I'm a big dog lover, but I think I'm a bigger fan of Mirror Ty.
Of Mirror Ty?
Yes.
Well, yes, she's from the mirror dimension, you know, in Star Trek, that's a thing. In Star Trek, there's literally an alternate dimension.
Never watched Star Trek or Star Wars, but you already know this.
Yes, there's they do this all the time when there's the mirror shot and it's the signal there's an alternate dimension. In the alternate dimension, like, the men all have goatees because they're evil, because it's the mirror dimension. Yeah, I know, the facial hair, a goatee, a beard friendly, goatee evil. That's what we've learned. Mustache, creepy.
But that's just universal.
Yes. We see Lottie talking to Travis, Natalie watching. Natalie, very, very bothered by this. And then they head out on their hike. And man, I hate this so much. My allegiance tonight. No. Look, I just got to say, my allegiances tonight, my loyalties. If you would have asked me before this episode aired, Glenn, what do you think about Yellow Jackets? Who's good? Who's evil? Who are you rooting for? And who's troubled? Well, Natalie has been through some shit, but she's a very strong woman. She deserves a break. Lottie is evil because it's dark spirits that are talking to her. And go, Natalie, and boo, Lottie. That would have been where I was at going into this episode.
So you didn't think a little bit differently of Natalie last episode after she really tried to kill Travis' hopes for Javi being alive?
I think that
was a red flag for me.
Look, it's fair to have a discussion. And I think friends, especially someone you're in a relationship with, you have an added responsibility that you need to be the one to say the uncomfortable thing that nobody else wants to say. You owe that to your partner sometimes.
I get that. And you have to have a discussion. But there is a possibility that Javi is alive. She's just completely killing him.
And by the uncomfortable thing, I don't mean like, I know you love that outfit, but it's not flattering on you. That's not the uncomfortable thing. You mean
like uncomfortable as in I pooped in the bucket. Uncomfortable.
No, I'm uncomfortable. Like, look, I understand why you feel this way, but let me just toss out some counterpoints just to play devil's advocate and tell you the things that maybe you don't want to hear, but we should at least discuss.
Right. Okay. You know? Valid.
It's very
I just say for me, it was a little bit of red flags. But I get your point because, like, if you love someone, you should also be able to be honest and have those conversations as if she gives him false hope, where she's just being more of a realist. And me being a more realistic person, I appreciate that.
But when she said, let's split up tonight, at first I was like, okay, they got to find food and they got to look for Javi. So that makes sense. When we learn why she did this, this is bad. I'm not saying this is the worst thing somebody has done on the show, but this is like...
I mean, we saw them kill Adam last season and like freaking dispose of his body.
But this is bad. This is not good for anyone that's Team Natalie. I know her intentions were good, but the lengths that she went to... Well, because to your point, she wants Travis to move on and not carry
around.
No,
she wants Travis to herself, and she's doing this, so he stops looking for Javi and goes back to making her the center of attention.
That's even worse. That's even worse. I was going to say she's doing this for him because he needs to mentally move forward. But you're saying,
she took advantage of him later on in the evening. Like, she's just ready to be the center of attention. And that's the reason why she's doing this. Because if he gives up the idea that Javi's still out there, then she goes back to being the main worry. Or getting food or doing these things. Right now, Travis is only focused on Javi and it's bothering her. That's my theory. I love that we have to complete different perspective on this, by the way.
Well, I still want to give her the benefit of the doubt, but what she did, I think, I'm going to say it's unforgivable. And one of the worst, it's not murdering someone, but it is one of the worst three things that somebody has done in this series. And I guess it was done with good intentions, but I think it is a huge betrayal. Right. And
also, can we get her to watch a little more wrestling? Because that was a horrible blade job. Like that was too deep. She was bleeding too much. She needs to learn from some wrestlers. And I know some of our Yellow Jackets people don't know that we also cover wrestling. She needs to learn from wrestlers on how to properly blade so you don't like end up freaking bleeding like that. That was a little too much. She was just trying to get it on the shirt. Horrible blade job.
Well, we then went to present day Natalie and Lottie.
God, I love this conversation. Lottie is slowly going up in ranks for me as far as favorite character.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I think Lottie, you know, proved to me she's evil. She was burying a man alive. That was part of her ritual.
I know. Yeah, what about that man he was burying? And she said something while he was getting help. And I'm like, what? But she owns it. She embraces it, right? We've seen some of them, like what happened with Shauna and her lover and all of this. They don't embrace the fact that they're just, I'm sorry for my language right now, effed up. I filter myself.
They're have an explicit tag on iTunes. We're good.
Right.
We're good.
So they're just fucked up, right? And what we've been through, we don't blame them. But a lot of them are trying to hide this. I feel like that's the reason why Thaisa is doing so bad, because they're trying to hide the fact that they're just messed up in the head. Where Lottie, she embraces the crap out of it. She's even making money out of it. You know what? Lottie is my new spirit animal.
So Lottie explains that after what happened to Travis, the reason Natalie was grabbed was because they were afraid she was going to harm herself. And thank God they got there in time. She's explaining.
Do you think she saw this? Do you think this was a vision that she had? And that's why they were there
maybe
at the right time?
Well, oh my God. Like what we saw later tonight, like, man, this episode, this might be the most, in a way, this might be the most eventful episode we have had so far of Yellow Jackets. Like, I
agreed.
Think tonight the most happened of any individual episode.
It was a great nonstop show where every frame mattered.
Yes, absolutely. And so one thing I do want to talk about, because Lottie was brought what looked to be a latte or smoothie. It'd be funny. The Lottie latte. If I were Lottie, I would just be drinking lattes for that reason my entire life. Like, that would be my thing because of the name. But one thing, it's not purple. It's heliotrope. It's the plant.
We make that dye ourselves. I popped huge for that.
Fun fact, heliotrope is highly toxic for dogs and cats.
Oh, no. What is it with dogs in this show, man?
I know. I wonder if this has happened with Ty. I wonder if this is what happened with Biscuit. She had some heliotrope.
That's not what happened with Biscuit. You and
we'll
I
never
both know
it. We'll never know.
Also, can we just take a second to acknowledge how wrong the Yellow Jacket social media account was for doing all of those posts that they did with Steve and Tyza last week? Like saying they have Asuka on call, and like Asuka. I was so mad. I was so mad. I was like, I don't need reminders of what's gonna happen to this poor dog.
You want the hottest theory on the internet?
Yeah.
Right now. Okay. So the woman that. Okay, let me back up a second. The woman that was caretaking Natalie, who we saw tonight, who had the stab, and I've seen this. I would credit, if I could find the original Redditor that I read this from, I would, but this is a very popular theory on Reddit, and mm-hmm. I think it could be going this way. The woman that was taking care of Natalie, mm-hmm. Who I believe her name is Lisa, there is speculation that that is the wilderness baby of Shauna, and that after they get out of the wilderness, Lottie claims that the child is hers because Shauna, after everything she's been through, is like, I won't be able to deal with this or take care of it. Lottie raises that child, and that is Lisa that we saw at the compound.
Oh, that is good. I mean, Shauna is very far along at this point. Like, yeah. I do have, I know that I was like, I'm not gonna, I didn't want to start reading baby conspiracies yet just because of the fact that they were going to be so malnourished in the cold, like all that. I was like, is she even going to be able to safely keep this pregnancy, right? Just being realistic, given the elements that they're going through. So originally, I didn't want to read any baby conspiracies because I didn't think she would go full term. I thought something would go wrong or something would happen.
Yeah.
Now that we see the belly and she's getting there, I am a lot more open-minded about the baby conspiracies.
Nicole Maines, the actor who plays Lisa, mm-hmm. guess when her birthday is?
When?
1997.
Oh my, so she's the perfect age.
Perfect age.
Yeah, okay.
I can see this happening, that when Shauna gives birth and then gives the child a name, then we cut to the present day, the math is done.
Well, there is a conspiracy also out there because of the new intro. There's a clip that you quickly see of like some of the Yellow Jackets, but like partial amount of them like charging with like weapons.
Yeah.
And I read a conspiracy about how they feel like they're gonna split up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, into two tribes. Yeah. And there's
right into two tribes. So what happens? I see it. That's why people need to be watching us on YouTube, NYC Demon Diva YouTube channel, because we do have visuals as well. So there's this conspiracy that some are going to fight the evil of Lottie or whatever. What happens if she ends up not Shauna, not wanting to keep the baby, but Lottie just keeps it based on this tribalism that goes on, and the baby ends up staying in the evil side of things, you know?
Well, wait, here's my question. After tonight, mm-hmm. aside from Coach Ben, who's in the good Yellow Jackets? Just gonna be Coach Ben and Javi.
Dead ass Jackie.
The ghost of Jackie, Javi, and Coach Ben.
Stop it. Javi's not dead.
And that's the thing too. Lottie Matthews, I believe in you and your magic is real. But
please don't come for us.
yeah. But I loved, I don't know if you caught this moment tonight when Lottie says about Lisa, you could have blinded her, Natalie's little smile.
Yeah.
That she gave. That was phenomenal.
Yes, I did notice it, and I love it. I don't think anything... I think they pay so much attention to details that nothing here is without a meaning, so I actually really loved it. I was like, I see you, Natalie.
Yeah, it was great. Shauna's trying to get Callie to go to the mall with her because, man, that's an age thing, right? Like, Gen Z doesn't say that, like, let's go to the mall. Like, I mean... have you been to a mall lately?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Actually, in Puerto Rico, the mall, yeah. when the one I went to where Menudo shot that Menudo on ABC thing.
Yeah, Plaza La America.
Here's
the thing. We can't get Prime in Puerto Rico. First of all, let's start there because in New York, I got everything through Prime. We can't get Prime in Puerto Rico. It takes like 2 weeks. Mm. I have a theory that Puerto Ricans are keeping the mall and retail industry alive because at this point, we just go get things. Like, we physically buy them because a lot of times the shipping takes a little bit longer for us, especially Amazon, which is everybody's go-to. So I actually, fun fact, I am currently out in LA covering WrestleMania for my other job. All of the outfits that you see me wear are brand new, and I physically went to a mall and bought them.
Keeping it alive.
Yeah. You know, it does remind me of my years in high school. I did hang out. My high school was right next to a mall. My sister jokes that my high school, like every time we drive by, it's like, that's Isa's high school. And she points at the mall because that's where you will find me all the time.
There you go. Issa and Robin Sparkles keeping them all alive. So Misty is trying to reach Ty, accusing them of having a spa day without her. She's on Reddit, and I love that she posts.
Oh my god, her angry Reddit moment.
Her angry, stop wasting our time with goose chases about Adam.
Back up, wild.
Wild. Well, she edits at it.
Yeah.
I love, like, do you ever do that where you type a comment online and you're like, oh, maybe I should delete it, but I like that she goes back to edit it and just make it meaner.
Oh, 24/7. And you know what else I love? Like, I sometimes type it and just save it in my drafts and don't say it out loud. I just needed to type it.
Yeah.
My drafts are toxic.
Oh, I'm sure. So she's corresponding on Reddit during this with Walter, putting the sick in forensics, who we got some good forward movement on tonight. We go back to the woods, and there's Ty chopping wood, goes in the meat locker, and is having it out with Shauna about now we have to bury Jackie, we have to cremate her, we have to do something to get rid of the body. Like, this is just wrong. Her hair is braided and the makeup, and we see that makeup, and I posted this gif. There's a Simpsons episode where Homer invents a makeup gun and does Marge's makeup, and that's what it looked like tonight. Poor Jackie. Can't she have dignity in death?
No, she can't. That ass Jackie's not allowed any dignity. I saw your gif before I sat down to watch the episode, and because it's no context and I still hadn't seen it, I'm like, oh god, I had no idea what to expect. Then when I finally got to this part, I just busted out laughing because I finally understood the joke.
Yes, and I like that Lottie is defending Shauna here. This is very interesting. This is not everyone versus Lottie Matthews. Like, it's really Nat and Lottie are the two, like,
again, why one of my favorite conspiracies at the moment is this whole they're going to split into tribes, and Lottie's going to have a following, and there's going to be a group of people against her. But like you said, we are already seeing the fact that it's not everybody against Lottie.
I'm curious what the division's going to be, if they're all like, we're cool with cannibalism, but, you know, we just can't see eye to eye on politics.
Correct.
Like, that's a weird division, but I'm here for it to see what happens. So they have this argument, and it's pretty much decided she's going to be cremated. Then we cut back to Shauna and the president, and Kevin shows back up. Detective Kevin, dropping in. Callie
he
watching.
Knows.
He knows. He totally knows. And asking Shauna some questions, and
Shauna handled that horribly.
She did, because Shauna's like, oh, we had to text. If they've had access to the text logs, I'm pretty sure they have access. Well, no, I guess they don't have access to the text based on what we found out earlier. We just know that some texts were sent.
Also, I would imagine with Adam being her lover, these text messages were happening at all times of the day and night. So why are you texting about insurance or a bumper accident at 3 a.m.? You know?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
But Callie saves her mom and says, hey, we're going to the mall. We got to go.
Callie, sometimes I don't like her, but sometimes she still stays a real one, you know?
Yes. And then asks why Shauna's lying about this. She's saying she wants to protect her father. Jeff, by the way, we didn't see this week. I think he's at the storage room at work, raging out to Papa Roach, Entrapped.
Listening to that amazing playlist that you made. Shout out to Glenn for making a Spotify playlist, Jeff inspired playlist. You should all check it out. I have fun listening to what you're putting there.
It's in the show notes of the last episode. We called it Jeff Metal, A Fate Worse Than Jeff. And it is Papa Roach, Trapped, Limp Bizkit, Cold, Stained.
It's a great
Saliva.
Top tier 10 out of 10 playlist, Glenn. I'm glad I listened to it this week because I missed Jeff today. You know Jeff is one.
And you know Jeff,
three for me right now.
You know Jeff loves Hoobastank.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Do you should add in there Dashboard Confessional, Screaming Infidelities.
That's too cool for Jeff. See, I thought about that because some people were like, how about the Deftones? I'm like, Jeff's not that cool.
Okay. You're right. And Dashboard was a little bit later for him.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Jeff, I think, was too old for the emo renaissance of the
such
early.
Such a good song to go with what Shauna was doing, though, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Well, Ty is thrilled to see Sammy hanging out with Steve.
I thought this was such a sweet moment until later.
Yes, I thought this was absolutely real. Brilliant on their part. Brilliant on the part of the Yellow Jackets team.
Me too, and I'm so happy to see. I need a Sammy update every episode. I just need them to show him so that we know that Sammy.
So you know he's okay.
Yeah, that's it.
And Ty calls Simone, lets her know Simone's going to head over there. Like, yeah, just goes plays with Steve. But then, and I love this. Oh, my God. I'm so stoked Elijah Wood is a part of this show now.
I know.
And I want, I don't know if this is where it's heading, but I want his character Walter and Misty. I want them to just fall madly in love and get their own spinoff and travel the country solving mysteries.
Yeah, yeah, we know. We know that that's what you want, and I'm here to support it all the way.
I'm shipping them so, so hard. So
I want to appreciate the wedding.
Yes. Well, Misty notices, yes, someone in cargo shorts and long socks. I own cargo shorts. I've never worn them with long socks. I'm just going to put that there.
You promise.
I promise. Short socks.
Okay,
short socks
I was
going to
say, Glenn, I love you. You are one of the closest friends that I have right now. But if you've done that, our friendship might be affected, you know?
No, no. There's rules to this. Now, I have done cargo shorts, Doc Martens, but again, short socks or socks.
Oh, that looks awesome. That
or
looks
socks pushed down. You don't pull them up.
Yeah, right. Know? Besides, Docs go with everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Big fan of Doc Martens. You always catch me in heels, but when not, I'm usually wearing Doc Martens. I want to get the platform ones, though. I have the normal ones. I need the platform ones so that I feel better.
So, Walter, do you think that's his actual grandmother, or do you think he hired an old woman to bring to the nursing home?
Not his grandmother at all.
Well, Misty goes and in the fridge to get her lunch, and there's a note to her, and inside is a blank piece of paper. I think we all know where that's going.
Mm-hmm.
We cut back to Travis in the woods. We got to talk to Kevin Alves again, because did they go to Big Bear to shoot this? I know shooting ran late, but the snow here in these conditions, like, this is not fake snow on the cabin set. Like, beautiful shots.
I got cold looking at some of the scenes tonight, just by looking at them.
So while he's out there walking to meet up with Nat, we see Nat going through Javi's luggage.
Mm-hmm.
And just during this, at first I was like, what's going on? What's happening here? Is Nat gonna, did she find a dog in the wilderness that instead of eating, she's gonna train it to follow Javi's scent and find it because she loves Travis that much?
I wish you were right. That is such a reach, but that's a good one.
But no, instead, we see her cutting her own leg, tearing these pants that she got out of Javi's luggage, bloodying the pants, and putting them, or saying she found them up on a tree branch, telling Travis, this is proof Javi, your brother, has died. And I, in front of my wife and my five cats, yelled at the screen, no, 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 no. What in the fuck are you doing, Natalie? This is so wrong.
Young Natalie was a hot mess on this episode and became quite dislikable.
I mean, and I'm just putting it out there. Lottie in the wilderness hasn't been wrong about anything so far.
Right.
So if Lottie says that Javi's alive, you don't. This is why it's messed up. This is, and it goes into what you said and what we see later. Like, this love triangle is forming, and it's a very complicated situation, how Lottie and Travis and the events of Doom coming and everyone under the influence and consent. And we talked about that in our interview. We talked about that in our review. But the triangle is now set. And so this move on Natalie's part, to your point, yeah, she wants Travis to herself. She doesn't want him to move on. She wants to win back the closeness because she is afraid that as long as Lottie is the one giving him hope, he is going to be closer to Lottie. And hope and a boner.
Yeah. I mean, what a combination.
She wants him back to herself.
Right. That's my theory, and I think it's a good one. I don't care what anybody says.
No, and this is so shitty. I understand. Look, Natalie did not have an easy upbringing, and I do not, you know, I will say that she has dealt with a lot in her life. She's used to adversity. She has had trauma, what happened with her father. I'm sure that was a very tense situation before her father accidentally killed himself in front of her. But adult Natalie's issues that she's been running away from and the ghosts, like, and even with Travis, their complicated relationship, this is all starting to make a lot more sense based on this episode.
Agreed completely. You're able to put things together and you go back and think of things that she did during last season. Like, things just starting to click for me with Natalie.
And speaking of which, then we went to Lottie talking about Travis, and we got new adult Travis footage.
Yeah.
The night of his death. That.
Yeah, I was very happy to see him make an appearance here.
Yes, that was so, so great to see Travis. Lottie, Travis called Lottie. Lottie went to visit him. Travis said he wanted to go to the other side and temporarily pass out to the point of unconsciousness, because then he thought he would get the vision like Lottie had gotten.
Probably looking for hope in a boner again, even after he was grown up.
You have to take it there, don't you?
I do. That thing, it was so weird and out of place, that thing. It stayed with me, you know?
Well, and again, remember, this is Lottie's point of view on what happened with Travis. But as I'm now coming to understand this, like, Lottie and Travis had, in the wilderness, a very close relationship that carried on into adulthood. And I think that all of this, that she was there, she fell asleep, Travis had gone up and done this, she went to stop him and wasn't able to because the button got stuck. Which, again, it's a little convenient. Maybe we will find out a little bit more about this. But the craziest thing, when she goes there and he's about to hang himself, and he does hang himself, Lottie is visited by the ghost of Laura Lee.
Of course. Not surprised.
Yeah, and that was spooky as shit. Like, that, don't watch that with the sound up in the middle of the night and the lights off.
Or in a hotel room by yourself.
Oh my God. Y'all, like, the atmosphere of this show, it's not always creepy, but man, do they know how to just dial that up when they need to. So it's interesting, though, that Natalie, and based on the conversation previous, like, Natalie didn't know what Lottie's doing with this cult. It seems like it's pretty under the radar.
Right.
Lottie knows that Natalie was in rehab 5 times.
Correct.
Or whatever it was. I still think somebody in that rehab, go back, were they wearing heliotrope, that purple?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. What was happening? So this was a very good moment. You know, Lottie at this point is very concerned what Natalie's up to. Natalie wants to leave. Lottie telling her that, hey, you can't do that till tomorrow. Isn't it always convenient that there's no transportation out until morning?
Right. That's how it works out. But I mean, they're out in the middle of nowhere. Does that really shock you?
No.
Right. Like, I actually find that accurate. If you would have told me she was going to be able to pull an Uber in the woods in the middle of nowhere, I would have actually found that suspicious.
And then Simone shows up with Ty, and chains on the door. Ty's in there. They see the window is open. Where is Steve in all this? Because Ty thought,
thank you,
Steve was off with Sammy. Window's open. Where is Steve?
Yeah, I'm worried, because obviously this leads you to believe that what Ty saw was a hallucination, right?
Oh yeah, Steve might be dead. I just got to put it out there.
Correct. Shut up. I don't want to talk about it. I need an update on Steve ASAP.
Yes.
I have a bad feeling already. I know it's the episode two. I have a bad feeling. We did see him when she went back in her visions and realized that Sammy wasn't there. He was laying on the couch. But we didn't see anything else from Sammy after that. And I'm very concerned.
Yeah. So we'll see what's up with the dog. And then back in the wilderness, they're getting ready to cremate Jackie, and they're having an argument about, should we keep her jacket? What about her clothing? Practical.
Right. It all makes sense. They're not experts at cremating people. So I would assume if I'm going to cremate someone, those questions will come up.
They do keep the necklace. So we see the heart-shaped necklace. And then I wonder where Callie gets her bad decision making from, because she's in a bar, I'm assuming with a fake ID, because she, as far as we know, she's still in high school. And she sees a dude that's Adam-esque at the bar, and just decides that, like, she's gonna go, like, conquest, chat him up, and maybe for, you know, who knows what. And they're flirting. He buys her a drink.
Over crossword puzzles. Like, it doesn't get any hotter or sexier than that.
I think there's you know, people have different tastes, Issa.
Different ways to flirt?
Or different things that they find. Well, I don't think that's what you found attractive. I think some women would find that attractive. If you're in a bar and you're...
I would prefer for you to come help me with my crossroads puzzle over crossword, sorry, over the typical, hey, let me buy you a drink.
Yes. Well, they're hitting it off, and Callie drops that her mom is cheating on her father.
She talks way too much. She just met this man.
Do you think Callie's going to survive till the end of the season, or do you think Shauna's going to murder her?
I think she survives. But yeah. I think she's going to have a lot to do in a possible downfall of adult Shauna.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, so they're hitting it off. And then we go back to the woods where they're getting ready to cremate Jackie. Natalie shows up with Javi's pants. They add that to the fire.
Horrible.
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
Natalie, you were one of my favorite characters, and I was rooting for you so hard. And now you've betrayed not only Travis's trust, but my trust.
Let us know in the comments or tweet at us. Our social medias are always in the description. Let us know how you feel, if this episode made you change your feelings towards Natalie, or did you always find her suspicious? I'm very curious because it was... Few things in this episode were just heartbreaking for me, mostly from young Natalie. I'm still happy with adult Natalie.
Yeah, I'm curious. I just can't wait to see where this is all going. But
I know
Shauna says some very nice words, and then Travis puts the Javi's pants in the fire, the torn pants. And this starts the cremation of Jackie. Starts. I had some assumptions. We'll talk about what ends up happening. But they, you know, go back in the cabin. We see adult Natalie. Natalie in the present day is left with the slippers, the heliotrope dyed outfit. And she is not having this. I'm trying to get to the specific flashes. We saw, what did you think of this quick flash we saw when she was throwing the clothes, discarding them off the bed? This quick flash we saw of some people with, as she lies down, we see these, she's about to fall asleep. We see these flashes of people with flashlights looking in her eyes. I'm trying to get to the exact screenshot of this just to look at it. I don't think this is the kidnapping that we're
seeing. No, I don't think so either. I don't think so either, but I have to go back and rewatch. I typically like to watch, I watch it again after we cover it, because we always cover it right when I get done watching it. I have to go back and really watch that flash again just to see. I know you're trying to find the screenshot.
No, I'm looking at it. It looks like an OD, maybe an OD resuscitation attempt. It looks medical professional.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, that's probably what it could be. Yeah. We know she's been through a lot.
Okay, so I just looked again.
Go ahead.
Oh, they're paramedics. I just looked again. They're paramedics. Okay, they're putting the oxygen mask on her, and they're putting in her eyes. So that wakes Natalie up. You know, making us wonder what she's going to do next. I'm sorry, what were you going to say? Right.
No, I was just going to say that it's really funny because when, even before we got to the end of the episode where we realized this cremation doesn't go as planned, I automatically Googled how you cremate someone. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here thinking, if something ever happens and I'm suspicious of a crime, I'm so glad that I have this podcast just to prove to the agents that I'm Googling these things for a reason, and it's not my random Google search history, because this show has made me Google some very disturbing things.
Oh, you're hella sus now, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So is this again? Ozark, they had the best method where they just literally bought a mortuary, which had a crematorium.
Beautiful, but we're in the middle of the woods, and technically speaking, I would think that that's how you cremate someone, just throw them in a fire.
Yeah,
and I watch a lot of true crime, I do, and there's a lot of times that people still find remains of the bones. Like mm-hmm. how do they do it at actual, you know, professional places that do this? Like, I became very curious about this whole process. I myself would like to be cremated when I go on into my dead ass life. So I went down a rabbit hole as I'm watching the episode.
Well, like Jackie, I would like to be cryogenically frozen. So, you know, I could be brought back in the future when they come up with a cure for whatever kills me.
Well, if you need somebody to come do your makeup while you're frozen, I got you.
An interview with a vampire, the series, I believe they have an incinerator they used to cremate. Yeah. Did you watch finally watch all that, by the way? I don't think we ever talked about that.
We talked a little bit about it on our other podcast.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
I gotten through a few episodes, and then I just been so busy that I'm just gonna sit down and binge it after we finish, because you know this week is madness for me.
Yeah, if you like, let me just say, if you like Yellow Jackets and you just say like, I want a show that is bloody and sexy and passionate and crazy, like Interview with a Vampire.
You're looking for hope and boners. Interview with a Vampire.
Like murder boners. I mean, but and I haven't started Mayfair Witches yet, the next series in the Anne Rice universe before Interview comes back. But Misty, I have to admit, it's a little kind of disappointing. She's cleaning Caligula's cage.
Yeah.
She's using an UV light to make sure that everything is clean. But then she goes back to the note. It's like, Misty, you should have... I thought Misty was going to go in the bathroom and, like, pee on the note because there's some invisible ink that uses, like, lemon juice
right,
or urine.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
I thought... I'm surprised it took Misty... Misty, I'm a little disappointed that it took you this long.
Yeah, I think Misty, maybe she's a busy girl. You know, maybe she had a lot going on at work and that's why it took her so long. I still haven't lost faith in Misty.
Yeah. But she reads the note and... putting the sick in forensics, who I believe his name is Walter, Elijah Wood's character, is saying that the security camera at the hotel was a dummy, so Misty can't get the footage. But there's a man who's been staying there for months who he is a supposed agent for the FBI is going to interrogate him and asking Miss Agent Misty Quigley to join them. I think what's going to happen, you know who I think has been staying at the hotel for 3 months? I think it's Randy, because we saw he ran into Natalie that he'd been staying there.
I love that you thought about that. I would have never. You're so good, Glenn.
And Randy's going to make Misty right away and be like, you're not an FBI agent. What are you talking about?
Right, right.
Okay,
right.
So look. Like, Lottie, I'm praying to Lottie Matthews because she is our goddess, the antler queen on this podcast. She is the higher power. Dear Lottie Matthews and Dark Powers of the Wilderness, when Misty Quigley and Walter go to interview Randy, please... please have it be in the morning and have Allie leaving Randy's hotel room and yelling at him.
Oh my God, that will be amazing.
Thank you. Amen.
Yo, just book the whole show.
I mean, I'm just going to say this every episode. Like, we could have worked Allie in here. Like, yeah.
Awesome. I know. You could have worked Allie into everything. Like, I know you. You will work Allie into everything if you could.
And if Allie had been in the wilderness, Allie is a take charge kind of gal.
Yeah.
Okay.
She would have never. Allie would never poop in the bucket.
And Allie would have tossed that whatever was in the bucket at the person who did, and she would have known.
Oh, 1,000%. She would have known. She would have recognized the poop just by looking at it and knowing exactly where it came from.
So then we cut to the police station with Kevin, and creepy dude in the bar is a cop who is telling Callie that
I knew it.
Just flirted with and basically gave up that her mom was having an affair.
I just had a bad feeling.
I had a bad feeling. Yeah, that mustache gave me a bad feeling.
Yeah, it was everything about the way he was acting. Even the way that he was looking at her, and her friend was like, oh, that dude's been checking you out. And I'm like, that is not a checking you out kind of look. Like, it was like, I'm here, you're the purpose of why I'm here.
Yeah.
I have very high suspicions of him. And then when he started giving her that story about his parents, I was like, no, this guy's just trying to get info. And I was absolutely right. Callie... she stays messing up, man.
Yes. So then we come back to the wilderness, and Natalie now comforting Travis, and Travis has his libido back.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. But he's thinking about somebody else while he's excited.
Okay, so he had visions of Lottie while he was having sex with Natalie. Do you think Lottie was really in the room? Do you think that was real when you saw Lottie in the corner? Because we saw Lottie walk by the camera.
Right.
I think Natalie would have noticed that, but I'm inclined to think some of that might have been real.
I don't know, because I believe a lot of things from Lottie. I think Lottie knew what was going on and made it like a visual, like a vision of him seeing this. Like, I think she wasn't there, but she knew exactly what was going on. I think she has a weird connection with Travis now after that whole incident.
Yeah, it's very strange. Mm-hmm. And I think this is an interesting storyline, the way that they're going with this. Travis hooking up with Natalie, seeing Lottie. Okay, look. If you are one of those people that is on the fence Is Yellow Jacket supernatural? I don't know. Well, let me tell you what we saw. We got Wilderness Camera tonight. Oh, and earlier I forgot to mention, we saw the man with no eyes when Ty was out walking. And by the way, his look on point, as always.
1,000%. It's perfect.
He looks so good.
Not sure what he represents, but I don't care.
I need to get a suit that fits me as well as his clothing fits him.
Oh, it's definitely custom made.
He doesn't buy off the rack.
No. He would never.
You know, he may have no eyes, but he still has taste. I'm just putting it out there. but so we got Wilderness Cam flying through the wilderness and dropping a big snowbank on Jackie's, at the time, still preserved body.
Correct.
Here's my assumption at this point. I don't know about you. I was like, oh, the fire's going to go out. Jackie's
fine. That's
what
I assumed as well.
She's still going to be frozen.
Right. I assumed the same.
Yes. I thought we're going to...
And then I thought they were just going to see it as a sign that they can get rid of her body, put her back in the meat locker, and we will get Shauna speaking to her all the time again. That's what I thought when I saw this scene.
Yes. But no, we're not going to get my fan booking of Shauna recreates Weekend at Bernie's with Deadass Jackie. That won't be happening. But in present day, okay, so here's boom, 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 boom on the twists and the bombshells tonight. Ty and Simone driving to try and find Sammy. Call from Sammy's school. Oh, he's there waiting. Ty imagined the entire thing.
Yeah.
Simone's freaking out. We get the evil eye Ty.
Yeah, the mirror Ty.
The mirror Ty.
That was mirror Ty.
She has crossed over from the mirror dimension, the mirror universe. And we're just looking at Simone, and I thought she was going to purposely crash the car, but they get blindsided, and I think Simone might be out of action, which is terrible.
Do you think she did this to keep Sammy? Because with Simone being so aware that something is very, very wrong with Ty, she was never going to be able to see her kid again, and now she's going to be the one that keeps him.
Oh, yeah. Based on that tonight, 100%. Ty.
Yeah, well, she can't take care of herself. Dogs, like, I just don't understand this train of thought here, but this scene was heart-wrenching. Like, even the part how it was acted when they come from the school and the way they're looking at each other and Thaisa kind of realizing that everything was her imagination. I loved everything about this. I just feel very bad for Simone. I wish she would have never gone into that basement.
That bombshell tonight, I mean, this was the calls coming from inside the house. This was big. And I absolutely think she would have purposely crashed the car to harm Simone had they not been hit.
So she can keep Sammy.
That's her entire
argument. I have a feeling if she has full custody of Sammy, then Steve's going to be okay.
We don't know what's up with Steve.
Please don't jinx it.
Roddy Matthews, Antler Queen, we ask you, please make sure that Steve is okay.
Yeah, please.
So let me put this out there then, though. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like an argument against Lottie Matthews being a good person.
Right.
Like, why the biscuit alter? What influence? Now, is that Ty? Maybe it's Ty. Maybe Ty.
I think it's Ty. I think Ty is completely different than what Lottie represents. And I think we've seen that even in the wilderness, the wishing, wait, what?
Lottie represents peace and hope and directions.
Correct. And Thaisa represents regret, getting, you know, I don't know how you would word getting too drunk and not remembering what you did. Like, Thaisa is not in the same level of evil or I don't know. Thaisa's on a different level, and I wish she would get help because I really like her.
Yes. Ty represents, like, you black out, you poop in a bucket indoors and don't take it outside.
Yes.
The things Ty has done when she's blacked out. So we cut back to the wilderness and everybody is sniffing like, what's that? What's that smell? But they're not doing it in a way like, oh, that smells terrible. They're doing it in a way like, is somebody making bacon? Like, where is this coming from?
I mean, it woke everybody up.
It woke like that everybody
smell
up.
Of bacon in the morning. And I'm sorry, I know you're a vegan, but you know that's a good smell.
I mean, that's part of why I'm vegan. I've always heard the urban legend is that humans smell like pork when cooked.
Well, according to Yellow Jackets.
Yeah. So they're going outside wondering what that delicious and wonderful smell is. And we see that the snow has basically caused the fire to like smoke Jackie, like you're smoking, you know, sausage or a roast.
Yep, she's roasted.
Yes, her clothing has been burnt off. Yep. Her hair, her body is there, fully cooked.
Looks like a sexy chicken. I don't know, you know, like.
If you're not a fan of Yellow Jackets and you're listening to this podcast, you're judging us. If you're a fan of Yellow Jackets, you're giggling along because you're dark too. Don't judge us. You also like this.
Oh, you're just as dark. You're just as dark. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Those roasted chickens that you go and buy and you, when you don't feel like making dinner, that's what Jackie looked like. So that's what I mean by sexy chicken.
And what's interesting is that Shauna says she wants us to.
Yeah, it's like really funny how we listen to Shauna when it comes to like, we're all hungry and this smells really good, right? That like, then Shauna is the leader of the, and she touched her belly. Like the baby is like the one calling the shots here.
The baby, which grows up to be in Lottie's cult.
Okay, so maybe you're onto something. Maybe the baby is.
No, Reddit. That's credit to Reddit. I think that's great.
So who, when she says she wants us to, is she talking about the baby or is she talking about Jackie? Because she also talks to dead ass Jackie.
It's interesting she wouldn't name the baby Jackie though. The baby would need, or maybe she, no, that's maybe two. That maybe
kind
that's
kind of dark. Like, I know we're dark, but that would be really freaking dark.
I don't know. Okay, so then, like, the movie Midsommar, like, they're having this vision that they're all dressed in white. They're at like a Roman feast.
Yeah.
They're all dressed in like white and togas and gowns, like, with crowns on, and there's turkey and there's fruit and there's all this delicious food in front of them. And then, holy shit. They are cutting back and forth between them eating this fantasy food and just tearing apart at Jackie's roasted flesh.
And eating it.
Oh, yeah. And
I mean, it's confirmed. That's the whole thing. When we first started watching this, there was a level of cannibalism. We all knew it. We didn't know when we were getting to. But it happened tonight. We're here. We finally made it to the part where they just start eating people.
Yes. It's, I mean, you know, I will never.
I just saw somebody on our live chat said, what WTF, what did I step into? And I think it's funny. Somebody's tuning in and they don't watch Yellow Jackets. Like, it sounds like we're having the darkest conversation ever.
Oh, but after this scene, I will never listen to that part of Fletcher's Becky So Hot the same way ever again.
Oh, no.
Because they are just chowing down and we are cutting back and forth.
I mean, they're hungry. And at this point, I just feel that they were all waiting on somebody to say it's fine and they were all going to go at it, except for Coach Ben.
Yes, Coach Ben is like, I'm having none of this. And he looks horrified.
Wouldn't you be? Well, I don't know. I don't know. If you were there, would you be horrified or would you be eating the Jackie roast?
As a vegan, I would feel very conflicted about this.
How old were you when you became vegan?
24. So I've been vegan. Okay, so
you would have not been vegan.
Though. That's true. I was vegetarian at the time. And, you know,
okay, you're in the middle of the woods starving. I mean, I see your point because then you can also go and just eat some grass, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, pine needle. But you know what was weird though? Like when I went vegetarian, I'm not preaching about this, but I was eating like turkey chili and mm-hmm. I was just like, this is dead. I'm eating flesh. And that just freaked me out.
Okay. Let's take the vegetarian aspect away, right? You're a teenager.
Yeah.
This happened to you. Do you think that you will have, I think like if you're at a certain level of starvation, desperation, everything that has been clicking is that you really can't feel like they're doing something wrong. And that's what's
No. I'm not judging.
Right, but, correct.
Let me tell you something from the movie Alive and the book Alive.
I love that movie.
Okay, well, one thing that's interesting about that is everyone in that situation told their fellow survivors, if and when I die, please eat me. Please eat me so you can survive longer in the hopes of being rescued. And I think that as my people would say, that's a mitzvah. That's a very sweet gesture.
Right.
And I would certainly say that if somebody told me that specifically, maybe I'd be like, well, okay, this is still kind of gross, but the ethics of it are fine. But you know, I would certainly say that I would be like, please, you know, have at it. When I'm dead, use what you need.
Roast me.
It's here's where it's really weird. Okay, I don't want to get super gross about this, and I'm sure other podcasts will, but it's like she was roasted and smoked. This wasn't like a turkey where you took out all the giblets and the everything else, or a fish where you took out the guts. Like,
please stop.
I know, but you have to think about this.
I know.
Yeah. She was not prepared, but I think going forward, though,
she was somebody was prepared.
Well, okay, but based on what we saw in the first episode and the way that the pit girl got butchered, and based on Shauna talking about how to cut up a body, like, I do think going forward they are going to do some butchering like they would with an animal.
Okay, do you think that because of Javi's pants and the thing that Natalie created, do you think now they go looking for Javi's body?
Maybe
they're gonna assume that he's out there frozen, and once they run out of Jackie's
that's a
sexy
good point.
Chicken roast, they might start looking for Javi just in order to have more food.
That's a very good point. I think, you know what, that fits. This is gonna backfire on Natalie. Travis is gonna find out. There's no way Travis doesn't find out about this.
Agreed.
There's no way in hell.
Also, at some point, like, they were being intimate. Don't you think that he would eventually, if they continue being intimate, see that cut?
Yeah, well, she was covering it up. She was covering it
up. Right, but they're together 24/7, so he would know when it happened to her, and him not knowing, like, I don't know. I feel like that cut is going to come into play somehow.
Do you think that when they were deciding to cremate Jackie and they were building the funeral pyre, mm-hmm. that their entire point of reference was what Luke Skywalker did to Darth Vader? Oh, you've never seen Star Wars, but at the end of Return of the Jedi, spoiler, Darth Vader is dead, and Luke Skywalker builds a funeral pyre that looks suspiciously like the one we saw tonight to burn Darth Vader.
Possibly.
I think that was their inspiration.
Possibly. I mean, I haven't seen it, so I can't agree or disagree with this statement, but I know you're an expert, so I'll go with what you're saying.
Star Wars was very, very, you know, popular for people of the Yellow Jackets age. But yeah, great music tonight. We had some Massive Attack. We had some Radiohead.
Always on point with the music, Yellow Jackets. They know what they're doing.
Really good. Man, we normally have so much to speculate about on this show, but tonight was...
Tonight was a bunch of dropping some twists that don't need to speculate. They answer a lot of questions. It's just where do we go from here? Because this episode revealed a lot of truths. It was messed up, but you can't stay here and say, oh, are they going to eat Jackie? No, we know they did. Like, there's nothing to speculate about. It's just, we can just sit here and say what we did, break it down and talk about how awesome it was, because I thought it was one of the best episodes that we've seen.
Absolutely. So on that note, hey, if you like the podcast, do us a favor. Please subscribe, leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. Issa is at NYC Demon Diva on Twitter. That's Diva with a 1. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. We'll have all those links in the show notes. Our email address is yellowjacketsbuzz@gmail.com. Please send us your theories, your ideas, your feedback. And
leave your comments on our Instagram.
Yeah, please.
Or Twitter as well. I love to read them, and I've been seeing a lot of Yellow Jackets people come up on my social media to talk to me, and I love that.
This was great tonight. We got to see Laura Lee, not under the context of how I wanted to see Laura Lee, but oh, we saw her.
Goes Laura Lee for the win.
Oh my God, poor Travis.
At least Goes Laura Lee had a better makeup than Deadass Jackie.
Makeup is really bad.
I know.
Okay, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with more episode 3 of Yellow Jackets season 2. We'll be back here to do a dissection and feast on all of it.
Oh, come on.
On Yellow Jackets Buzz. Take care, everybody.
Bye.